On first and 10 from the 29-yard line, James Shelkey keeps it for himself. And he gets all the way down to the 12-yard line. Move the chains, an 18-yard gain for the quarterback of Harbor Beach, James Shelkey. First and 10, deep inside of the red zone for Bad Axe.
26, Ryan Wehner making his tackle on the sideline. Again, Harbor Beach sticking with the game plan here. Two running backs in the backfield.
And it's a handoff right up to the gut to Daniel Lanfear. He gets out to about the 9-yard line before his knees drop to the ground. And it will be now second down, 6 yards to go for Harbor Beach, marching down the field for the first time tonight.
Getting back to that timeout, I think it was a very good timeout called by Coach Kelly Durr, as Coach Shelkey making some adjustments, going to the spread offense, then taking one of his slot receivers and putting him in the backfield. Now Daniel Lanfear being kept company by Cole Anderson and James Shelkey. James Shelkey running the quarterback position by putting Cole Anderson back there. You got the bigger fullback in front of him.
Shelkey keeps it for himself, dives to the end zone, and he is upended at the 1 yard line, shy of the end zone, but we have a flag coming in from behind the play. And this is going to be another hold against Harbor Beach. So another James Shelkey run negated by a flag.
Penalties will kill young teams, especially early in the season. You expect some of this. Harbor Beach uncharacteristically called for the hold again, somewhere in the middle of that line, negating a first down and goal from the 1 yard line. Now back up they go, 10 yards for Harbor Beach, but I assume the same thing is going to continue to happen. You're going to see three wide receivers and Shelkey being kept company by two backs, one on each side.
Second down, 14 yards to go for Harbor Beach in Bad Axe territory at their Bad Axe 16 yard line. Red formation, Shelkey hands it off to Tyler Burkhardt around the left end, and a couple blue jerseys trip him up. Number 68, Gavin Geiger, trips him up just after the line of scrimmage at the 14-yard line, a gain of 2, third down, 12 yards to go.
Burkhardt, the running back on the right-hand side of Shelkey, cutting right in front of him, taking the football to the left, and Gavin Geiger doing a nice job of getting his hand out, tripping up Tyler Burkhardt after just a short gain, because if he gets by him, he's going to threaten the end zone, Clark, but now it's going to be third down and long for the Harbor Beach offense. Again, probably four down territory for them, so wouldn't be surprised if we see a run or a pass here on third down.
Going with the hard count, Shelkey keeps it for himself up the gut. Breaks free of his first tackle, trying to push through his second set of tackles, and finally brought down at the 7-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 when all said and done, and going to set up a fourth down for Harbor Beach. We'll give the tackle credit to Blake Collins on that line.
Shelkey, a young quarterback, is used to having the football in his hands. He's got to be very careful, though. He got a little careless with the football. A Bad Axe defender got a hand on his arm. The ball looked like it came loose for a short second, but he was able to recover and cut that third down and 11 now to about fourth and 5. And Coach Shelkey is going to call a timeout and set up a play, especially for this down here on fourth down.
Harbor Beach facing a fourth down, 4 yards to go at the Bad Axe 7-yard line. We'll be back after this in 35 seconds.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100. Or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Harbor Beach facing a fourth down, 4 yards to go from the 6-yard line of Bad Axe, spreading it out too wide to the right, a little bit high snap. Shelkey brings it in, though, trying to come around the right edge. He has the slight, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, our first score of the season goes to James Shelkey and the Pirates at 7:05 left in the second quarter. It is Harbor Beach with the first score of the night. Harbor Beach, 6. Bad Axe, nothing.
Absolutely a chess match here between Coach Shelkey and Coach Durr. Just as we expected Coach Shelkey to have it, he calls timeout. He puts Shelkey in the backfield with Cole Anderson, just the two of them. Notice Daniel Lanphier out on the slot by himself on the left side, and the snap was very high. Shelkey had to go up and get it, showing that length, pulls the ball down and sprints for the sideline. Nobody fast enough to catch him as he gets inside the pylon untouched for our first score of the season. Harbor Beach up 6-0.
A drive which took just over 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 4 seconds to be exact. Harbor Beach has only held the ball for 6 minutes and 17 seconds on the night, but they lead right now 6-0, and they're trying to go for 2 points. And we have a timeout on the field, and this one's going to be a timeout Harbor Beach, as Troy Shelkey didn't see something he didn't like out there. And so we'll be back in 30 seconds right on the WLW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Harbor Beach going for two. Troy Shelkey calls the first timeout of the night after he saw something he didn't like on that two-point conversion, trying to make it 8-0 here after their first score of the night. A 51-yard drive resulted in a James Shelkey touchdown. James Shelkey actually now out wide in motion, and it's going to be to number 18. Austin Roberts throws it to the far right, and this one's a airmailed all the way to the far corner of the end zone to number 16. Nathan Seaman, incomplete. And the two-point conversion is no good. So with 7:05 left in the second quarter, it is Harbor Beach striking first with 6, Bad Axe nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Harbor Beach strikes first. It is 6-0 after Harbor Beach marched down the field 51 yards. After 3 minutes and 4 second drive, a total of 6 minutes and 17 seconds on the night carrying the ball. Number 51, that would be Kendall Gintner, kicking off for Harbor Beach at their own 40-yard line, left or right across your radio. 7:05 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 6, Bad Axe nothing. This is an onside kick and actually goes out of bounds, whether he attempted to make it an onside kick or not at the 35-yard line. And coincidentally, they get the ball at the 35-yard line.
That was definitely a low and away kick, Clark, and it spun out of bounds on him, trying to kick it past that first line of defenders of the Hatchets and got it behind him, but it had a lot of spin on it, and out of play it went, so obviously the flag comes onto the field, and the Hatchets will get no return but decent field position to start this drive.
First dead ball, kick out of bounds. Harbor Beach.